More Idaho Matters right now. Hotter summers across our region are making it difficult for some workers to stay cool and comfortable, and that includes food truck owners who cook over hot stoves and fryers in really small spaces. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Bradale explains how some are trying to beat the heat.
It's a cloudy afternoon in Reno, and Jay Slater is dropping baskets of chicken wings into deep fryers that are bubbling with cooking oil.
These will be down for 10 minutes. So I'll throw those down.
He's serving wings out of his food truck, Slater's Ding-a-Wing, at a community event in downtown Reno. Outside, the afternoon temperature is 93 degrees. Inside Slater's truck, it's much hotter. It feels like stepping into a walk-in oven. The smell of fried food hits my nose, and the hot, thick air grabs my sweaty skin. And the fans trying to blow out the heat are like hair dryers set on high.
I have three deep fryers that are cooking at, 375, 400 degrees each, and I'm constantly putting chicken wings down all the time, so it does get really, really hot in there. I would probably say you're looking at least 130 degrees on a really hot day.
Reno's had a lot of those this summer. In July, temperatures hit triple digits on 8 days, peaking at 108, and we're in the 90s the rest of the month. Slater keeps plenty of water on the truck for his staff to stay hydrated, and he encourages them to take breaks. He also increased spending on fans. He just installed a large extractor fan on top of his truck to help pull out heat.
I have about I have six fans going right now. So we are doing our best to keep it as cool as possible.
That's difficult in Reno and beyond. The effects of climate change have become even more apparent this summer. Worldwide temperatures rose to the highest levels in recorded history in July. In Reno, average summer temps have increased 11 degrees over the past 50 years. And that's made Reno, known as the biggest little city, also the nation's fastest warming city.
Summertime is just terrible.
That's Martin Gomez. He's a co-owner of Daddy's Tacos, a Reno food truck known for its authentic Mexican dishes. Gomez says some days are so hot, it's a challenge to keep the fridges cool. That's when they add dry ice.
To help the fridges to keep the temperature that we need so we can keep all the food safe for our customers.
Co-owner Valentine Lovelace says Daddy's Tacos also has hired more staff so workers can take more breaks and cool off.
Usually in the summertime, I try to book the food truck more in the evenings rather than the peak of the day when it's most hot.
The Daddy's Tacos owners say they also watch for signs of heat-related illnesses, such as heat rash and heat stroke. Gomez, who used to work in construction, saw firsthand how serious the risks can be for people working in the heat.
I see many, many cases of people having heat strokes and they never go back to normal. So it is a very important thing that we keep up and to keep our employees safe as possible so they can go back home the same way they came to work for us.
Back at the Ding-a-Wing food truck, fans are working to blow heat out of the truck as Slater prepares an order.
This is a Carolina Gold, which is a honey mustard base that I kind of created.
I step out of the truck to cool off. It's 93 degrees outside, but almost feels like walking into an air-conditioned grocery store after just 15 minutes inside the oven-like truck. Despite the summer heat waves, Slater expects the food truck scene in Reno and across the country to continue growing. It just might take extra effort and fans to keep cool. Last year, the nation's food trucks were a $1.5 billion market, and it grew an average of 8% per year between 2017 and 2022.
For the most part, yeah, people love coming to support food trucks. They love to support the local business owners. And, and you get great food from food trucks. I mean, that's what I love about this industry.
He says both owners and customers will be glad when the temperatures start to dip as summer simmers down. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, we're taking center stage. Introducing NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of Black-led stories from NPR's podcasts. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.